I want to drink all of your goodness. I want to drink of your miracle realm. I want to drink of your blessings. Lord, I want to drink of your favor. I want to drink that I might be able to release that which you give unto me. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Okay, drink. Just drink. Just drink. Take a big drink. Yeah, you can take a drink. Just take a drink. Hallelujah. Okay, I want you to open up your Bible with me tonight. I'm going to take you a few places. We're going to go on a walk through the Word. Tonight, a walk through the Spirit. And we'll see what God will do. And I just know it will be good. Isaiah 66. Turn there with me. The Lord is speaking here in Isaiah 66. I don't know about you, but I want to hear what God has to say. And Isaiah 66, starting in the first verse, says, "This is what the Lord says. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house you will build for me? Where will my resting place be? Has not my hand made all of these things, and so they came into being, declares the Lord. Now this is the one that I esteem." Some translations say, "This is the one that I favor." God is about to bring forth a revelation. He says, "This is the one that I'm looking for. This is the one that I esteem. This is the one that I favor." How many want to connect with that favor of God? That, amen? How many understand you are the favorite of God? Okay? It says, "This is the one that I favor. This is the one whom I esteem. He who is humble and contrite in spirit." So it's talking about those that are willing to submit, those that are willing to yield, those that are willing to really go with the flow of the Holy Spirit. God, it's not about my will. It's not about my agenda. God, it's not about what I can do. I want to be open simply to flow with you. God, I want my life to be open to such a degree that, God, if you say go here, I will be willing to go there. God, if you speak and say, stretch out my hand, God, I will be willing to stretch out my hand. God, if you give me a word to say that I've never said before, I'll be willing to open up my mouth and release. I'll be willing to just do whatever. It's not about my will. It's not about my ways. It's not about what I can do. God, it's all about you, and I give you my life. It's talking about those that would just surrender themselves and say, God, my life is not my own. My life belongs to you in every single way, in spirit, soul, and body. God, my life belongs to you. So this is the one he esteems. He who is humble and contrite in spirit. And then it says, and he who trembles at my word. Now this is interesting. God is looking to pour his favor out upon those who submit to God, those that yield to his spirit, those that flow with the Holy Ghost, but also those who will tremble at his word. Those who tremble at the sound of his word, those who allow God's word to tremble on the inside of you. Now, I looked up this word tremble, and I found something interesting. It literally means to resonate or vibrate. It's speaking about the vibrations of glory. Hallelujah. There is a vibration of glory. Yeah. There is a resonance in the realm of the Spirit. Now, we've said things like this. You know, growing up in the church, we heard a lot of different phrases and terminology, some which was correct, some which we've since long thrown in the wastebasket because it really didn't belong. But one thing I used to hear all the time was we would say we need to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? That means we need to be on the same frequency as the Holy Spirit. We need to be in that same divine unity or synchronization of the Spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible's talking about a vibration here in Isaiah 66 and says that those that resonate or vibrate with the Word of God carries a vibration. Every time the word of God is released, I'm talking about the word of his power. I'm talking about his healing word. I'm talking about his word of deliverance, his word that sets free and brings freedom and liberty. I'm talking about the word of God that changes everything forever. When his word is released, it releases a vibration for you to begin resonating with the word and allowing that word to become you, allowing that word to resonate and change things on the inside of you. Every time God's word goes forth, it's always an opportunity for change to be delivered. Every time God's word goes forth, it's always a moment of impartation for your life. Huh. And in Isaiah 66, it's saying, there's favor, there's a supernatural grace and favor that comes upon those that will simply hear the word and allow that word to change them and allow that word to vibrate on the inside of them and allow every fiber of their being to be touched by the power of the word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's times when I can hear that vibration of heaven. I can hear that frequency of glory in the atmosphere. And sometimes I can feel it just like, it's almost like butterflies in my stomach. I can feel something turn and I can feel something move. And I know that something's changing on the inside of me. I know that God's opening up a portal of blessing, a portal of glory. God's bringing me, inviting me into brand new opportunities, a new supernatural horizon, something I've never touched before, something I've never seen before, something I've never manifested in my life before. Every time God's word is delivered, it's always delivered to bring forth his promises for you. Hallelujah. Huh. I don't know whether you can feel it tonight. I can feel this. The vibrations of glory. Hallelujah. When we get connected with the frequency of God, there's no telling where we'll end up. Praise God. When we get connected on that heavenly frequency, there's no telling what God will do and can do within our lives. Really. Have you ever heard of a fibrillation? We talk about it in medical terms, yeah, in regards to a heart fibrillation. Do you know what a heart fibrillation is? You're a little bit familiar with this. So you can correct me if I'm wrong when I'm trying to explain it, okay? I'm completely open to correction. But what I understand, and I've never had one, but what I understand about the heart fibrillation, it's as though the heart actually begins beating on two different vibrations. In other words, there's an upper chamber and a lower chamber in the heart, and they begin beating opposing to each other instead of together. Is that true? Right. So what happens, it's a medical, it can cause medical problems. It can be actually serious if it gets out of control. And so there's different things that they can do in medical fields in order to bring that heart back into synchronization or back into one rhythm. How many know your heart wasn't intended to beat with two different rhythms? Your heart was intended to have one rhythm. Hallelujah. It was intended to have one synchronization, right? And what happens is because it beats in two different rhythms, they have this thing in medical technology where they literally take paddles. And have you ever had the paddles? You have? Okay. He can. Oh no. You're not supposed to say that. That's not good for my message. But they take these paddles and they literally put the power where the heart is, and through the power being released through those paddles, it literally shocks or causes that heart to come back into rhythm and back into the right beat. Now, within the body of Christ, we've had a lot of different rhythms. And we've had a lot of opposing rhythms. And we've and it's been brother against brother and sister against sister and brother and sister against each other, and one church against another church and one denomination against another denomination. But that's not the way that God ever intended for it to be. God desires to bring a synchronization of His Spirit that brings forth a greater glory. The Bible says in, I think it's either 1st or 2nd Chronicles, I think it's 2nd Chronicles, where it talks about the dedication of Solomon's temple. And it says that when they were at the dedication, the musicians and the singers and the different ones lifted up their voice and began to play their instruments as with one voice. There was a synchronization where they began to tune in to the Spirit's flow. They begin to tune in to that sound of glory. And as they begin to release that sound, the Bible says that the cloud of glory was manifested, and the cloud of glory descended upon them to such a degree that the priests, the ministers, could no longer perform their natural service. They could not do what they normally did. Oh. How many know you need to get out of, you need to get set free from some of the things you've been doing in the past because it really hasn't been working? I shared last night that it's a form of insanity to continue doing the same thing and expect a different result. And then this morning after the meeting, we went over to Pastor's office and we were sitting there and we were drinking our drinks and we were eating a few little snacks, and all of a sudden we kept on hearing this boom. Boom, boom, boom. And it was on the window, and we looked, and these birds were flying into the window. And it didn't work the first time, so they went back and they sat on their perch. Then they flew again, hit the window, sat on the perch. Flew again, hit the window, sat on the perch. Flew again, hit the window, sat on the perch. And we were literally sitting there for about 10 minutes. These birds continued to hit the window. Sit on the perch, hit the window, sit on the perch, hit the window. It's a form of insanity to continue doing the same thing and expect a different result. Come on. I was in Dallas, Texas in, I think it was October 2002 or 2003, and the Lord spoke to me. We were in a conference, and the Lord came and just spoke to my spirit. And He said, Joshua, He said, my mercies are new every morning. With every new day comes a new song. And with every new song comes a new realm of glory. And the Lord began to show me the importance of being willing to do something we've never done before. Being willing to say something, sing something that we've never sung before. God desires to bring us into greater unity with the Spirit. We must be open to the power of His Holy Spirit. Only His power can bring us into that flow. Only His power can bring us into the right vibration. Only His power can synchronize us and enable us to do what we're called to do. The power of the Spirit, when it begins to come upon you, you discover sometimes you're not able to do what you always did. The priests could not stand to perform their ministry, the things that they always did, because of the weight of the cloud, because of the cloud that came down upon them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is bringing us into a day where His cloud is coming upon us, where His Holy Spirit is rising up within us, where His power is surrounding us on every side, and we are being equipped to be the greatest witnesses we have ever been. We are equipped to be the greatest witnesses that the world has ever known. God's bringing us into something greater. God's bringing us into something stronger. God's bringing us into something that's better than anything we've ever experienced before. But we must be willing to step into it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm about to step on in. Okay, I want you to open your Bible with me. Let's turn to Psalm 103. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Did you say your name's Bill? Yeah, okay. Just grab my hand right now. You said you still have problems every once in a while with your heart. You have a pacemaker. Okay. Yeah, to correct it. Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah. I thank God for doctors and for wisdom, for health and all that kind of stuff. But you know what? I think the greatest doctor of all doctors is Dr. Jesus, really. And I know you know that too. And I just want to release a blessing over you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your divine health, the frequencies of heaven, the synchronization of the Spirit that is imparted even into Brother Bill's life right now. Lord, I thank you for miracles. I thank you for new blessings. I thank you for newfound health and healing and wholeness, that he would walk in whole new realms, not just in the natural, but also begin to step into new realms in the Spirit like never before. Lord, I thank you that you've used him in mighty ways in the past, but Lord, I thank you that there's even greater ways and greater things for him tomorrow. In Jesus' mighty name, I thank you for doing it. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Awesome. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay. David here in Psalm 103, he's sharing and he says this. He says something interesting. He says, praise the Lord, O my soul. Now, we were singing this just a few moments ago. Did you pay attention to what you're singing? It's important that you pay attention to what you're singing. If you don't pay attention to what you're singing, if you just sing the words on the screen without thinking about it, then it's really, you can call it whatever you want, but it's really not worship. It's just lip service. It's just singing somebody else's song. And I think one of the things God is looking for in this day is people that really will just worship him in spirit and in truth. People who will mean what they say and then say what they do, and people who are not half-hearted, people who are not one foot in, one foot out, but people who are just fully committed. Just give God everything you have. You know, true worship is just singing from our heart, communication to God and saying, God, I love you. This is what I have to give you. Sometimes in worship, we just have one word or two words. Sometimes in worship, we might just have one line. But I tell you this, if you worship from your heart, that's the worship that God's looking for, really. And I actually love that song that we were singing. It's a psalm of David in Psalm 103 where he says, bless the Lord, O my soul. And I remember when I first heard that song, that particular song being sung, it was probably about 3 or 4 years ago. I was ministering in Toronto at the Catch the Fire Church. And I'm sure many of you have heard about the Catch the Fire Church. It's a wonderful place. Pastor, senior leaders, John and Carol Arnott. And God blessed them with a wonderful outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the 90s. And it just continued through the years in such a tremendous way. And so many lives being touched. People like Heidi Baker that are here in Africa. Her whole life being impacted because of what God did for her in Toronto. And to see the fruit of that and the results of that touch of glory. It's undeniable that God's glory brings forth change, transformation, and harvest. Absolutely. And I was ministering in the Catch the Fire Church, and I remember that worship leader Jeremy Sinnott was leading that night, that particular night that I was going to be ministering, and he began singing that song the first time I heard it, and something began to resonate inside of me, and I just knew I had to open up the scriptures and look a little bit deeper because there was something that God had for me. I could feel the resonance of the Spirit, like there was something that frequency, there was something that was relating to me, there was something that was connecting. And so I open up the scriptures and I read this, praise the Lord, O my soul. And all of a sudden I realize when David said, praise the Lord, O my soul, he wasn't talking to the Lord, he was actually speaking to himself. David was saying, praise the Lord, O my soul. David was literally speaking or commanding his mind, his will, his emotions. We know that our soul is our intellect, our natural desires, our natural mind, our emotions. It's that realm. And so David was literally speaking to his mind, his will, his emotions. And he was saying, you have to praise the Lord. I'm calling you into praise. Now, this became a massive revelation to me when I read that. Because how often does our mind try to mess with us and distract us from the purposes of God? How often does our mind try to get in the way of even the blessing that God wants to bring into our life? Have you ever found your mind sometimes pulling you away from the things of the Spirit when you know you should be moving towards the things of the Spirit? Have you ever struggled with doubt and unbelief? There's a few honest ones in here tonight. I think it would be lying if all of us didn't say at one point or another, we've struggled with doubt and unbelief. There's been times when we should have believed and we really didn't. Our mind got in the way and our mind tried to mess us up. And I've discovered that one of the greatest battles you'll ever face in your life is the mind war. It's the war of the mind. And a few years ago, the Lord took me into something and actually over a course of 2 days began to download some revelation to me in regards to miracle mindset. I've been preaching the message for a while, and he just spoke to me, get away, and I actually booked a hotel, and I went by myself for 2 days, and I locked myself up there with Jesus, and I just began writing, and I ended up writing this little tiny book. It's only maybe 60 pages, 70 pages long, not very long, but it's called 31 Days to a Miracle Mindset, and I know that you would love it. You will really, really love it. Okay, I've got to read some things to you here. Give you a little taste. Day number one. It's a 31-day journey through the miracle realm. Day number one, God will always ask you to do something possible so that he can do something impossible. How many know that? God won't ask you to do something that you cannot do. He'll ask you what you can do, you to do something that you can do so that he can do what only he can do. Yeah, okay. Did that clarify it a little bit? If you believe that miracles happen, they will. If you don't believe that miracles happen, they may not. Become a true believer and you will become a miracle receiver. Sometimes we have to speak to our mind, command our mind. Mind, regardless of what has happened in the past, regardless of what I've experienced before, I choose to believe that our God is a miracle-working God. I believe that God has a miracle for me in my health. I believe that God has a miracle for me in my family. I believe that God has a miracle for me in my home. I believe that God has a miracle for me in my finances. I believe that God has a miracle for me in my workplace. We have to believe in the miracle possibilities of God. Let me read another one for you. Maybe this one will work. Maybe you'll like this one. Just trying to find the one that, you know, presses your button. Hallelujah. Okay. Fear never produces the miraculous, but faith always does. Be faith-filled instead of being fearful. Yeah? Oh, I like this one. Okay, I think you'll like this one better. In order to be upgraded to first class, you must be willing to let go of your economy. Now, the Lord gave me that one. Okay, you like that one, right? Yeah. The Lord gave me that one. I was sitting on the airplane. It was Continental Airlines. They don't even exist anymore in America. They got bought out by United Airlines. But I was sitting on Continental Airlines several years ago, and the stewardess came up to me, and I was sitting in the economy section, and she said to me, she said, Mr. Mills, I said, yes. She said, you have been upgraded to first class. I thought, oh, this is wonderful. And then she said, but I'll need your economy ticket. And I couldn't find it for a while because I had misplaced it. I didn't know where it was, and I struggled, and I finally found it. Now, the thing is this. There's some people you're holding so tight to the economy of yesterday and to the way it's always been and to your limited poverty mentality. And I'm not trying to point fingers at anybody because even I've done it and do it at times. But there's times when we hold on so much, so strongly to the way things have always been and the way we've always done things. And sometimes we hold on to these things and think that this is all we're ever going to get. And God is really saying, if you give me what's in your hand, I'll give you what's in mine. There's divine exchange that's available for you, but you have to be willing to release of your little in order to grab hold of the great. And this woman was standing there saying, I need your economy ticket. And until I gave her my economy, I wasn't going to be able to receive the first class. And it was in that moment that I realized so often God is asking us for what we have today in order for him to give us what he wants us to walk into tomorrow. Hallelujah. Okay, that got if that didn't get you excited, that got me excited. They gave massive revelation. Okay, one more. Oh, a new revelation from God should always lead you into a new elevation in God. Always. God's calling you higher and higher. He's not taking you down. He's leading you up. He's not taking you out. He's bringing you in. Hallelujah. Oh, okay. Brother, you like this? Okay. What's your name? What is it? Spani. Spawny. Awesome. Here, I want to give this to you. Just lift up your hands. You have a mighty anointing on your life. God wants to bless you just with a super anointing, just a double dose of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I thank you for releasing an impartation in my brother's life that will revolutionize his life forever. Lord, I thank you for opening new doors of divine encounter. I thank you for opening up new realms of divine supernatural flow. I thank you for causing divine miracles to overtake his life on every side, taking him out of the places that he's been into the place that you promised for him in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for releasing it by your Spirit into Spawny's life in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, everybody praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Your mind will try to mess with you. Your mind will try to distract you. Your mind will try to make up all kind of... Have you ever had situations where your mind begin to make up scenarios? You know what I'm talking about? And if you don't watch your mind can carry you so far down a little rabbit trail of scenarios. You've gone so far away from the truth. You're thinking all kinds of things, and none of it is reality. It's all deception that's come in the area of your mind. I don't want deception. I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. I am a lover of the truth of God. His word is truth. His word is unchangeable. His word is unshakable. His word remains the same forever and ever and ever. I want your truth, Lord. Mind, you got to line up with the truth of God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. The Bible speaks about it. It says, sometimes you got to take captive every thought and make it obedient to Christ. Well, Brother Joshua, I took captive of my thoughts the day I got saved. Yeah, and you know what? You've had a whole lot of thoughts since then. Some that were holy and some that were extremely unholy. Come on. The Bible doesn't say just take captive of your thoughts once. It says take captive every thought, every thought. And then what do you do when you take it captive? Make it obedient to Christ. You know what I've discovered? When my mind is trying to mess me up, somehow I got to take my mind. I got to spank my mind. Really. Mind, you got to obey. Mind, you got to get in line. Mind, you got to shape up. Mind, you can't stay with your stinking thinking. Mind, you got to think a different way. And this is what David's doing. He's taking authority over his mind and he's saying, bless the Lord, oh my mind. Oh my mind, whatever is holy, whatever is pure, whatever is worthy, whatever is noble. And Janet Angela shared this morning in regards to taking authority over our mind and allowing the mind of Christ to be our portion. David wasn't just speaking to his mind, but then he was speaking to his emotions. Have you ever been on an emotional roller coaster? I mean, up one minute, then you're down at the bottom of the valley the next. If you don't take authority over your emotions will attempt to take authority over you. And David is saying, bless the Lord, oh my emotions. Emotions are not wrong. God created you God created your soul. You have to understand that. It's like your soul is not wrong. It's just your soul has to get right with God. And in that place of being aligned with heaven, in that realm of taking authority over your mind, your will, your emotions, you can have your soul seated in heavenly places where suddenly it's not your own will, it's not your own mind, it's not your own emotions, but suddenly you begin to think with the mind of Christ. Suddenly you begin to feel the emotions of God, which are wonderful. Oh, there's times when God will have you cry. There's times when God will have you laugh. There's times when God will let you feel the goosebumps. And I love the goosebumps. Well, Brother Joshua, what if you don't have the goosebumps? Even if I don't have the goosebumps, I know that God is good. But I do like the goosebumps. I mean, I do. I like it. I like rolling on the floor. I like falling out in the spirit. I enjoy all these kind of spiritual things. I do. I know some people have a lot of problems with them. I don't. I love it. I love it when the gold falls and I get covered in gold. I don't have a problem with that at all. I say, Lord, light me up like a Christmas tree. I want to sparkle for you, really. Any time of the year, I'll be ready to sparkle for you. I love laughing, holy laughter. I love being in the presence of God, and I love all those sensations. But David was speaking to his emotions and saying, emotions, you've got to bless the Lord. Because if your emotions are not connected with heaven, your emotions can take you down a long and dark trail of despair and depression and oppression and all that kind of other stuff. And bless the Lord, O my soul. David was speaking to his will, saying, bless the Lord. Will, you got to bless the Lord. And this is really, you know, that whole Isaiah 66. Humbling yourself and saying, God, it's not false humility. It's that true, deep desire. God, I want to be given to you in every way. Take me, mold me, make me, do with me what you desire. My life is not my own. And David's saying this, bless the Lord, O my soul. So powerful. And then he takes it a little bit further and he says, and all my inmost being praise His holy name. And I was reading that and I was thinking, you know, my inmost being. Yeah, I want all of my innards to praise the Lord. All of them. My kidney, my liver, my lungs, my heart, my bones, my blood cells, every fiber of my being, every muscle, every organ, my large intestine, my small intestine. Lord, everything I've got, all my inmost being, praise your holy name. Now, what was David doing when he was saying, bless the Lord, O my soul? He was literally calling himself into a place of vibrating or resonating with heaven's purposes. Saying, I'm not satisfied with what the earth has been dishing out to me, there's something better that heaven can bring to me. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all my inmost being, bless His holy name. And then he says again, bless the Lord or praise the Lord, oh my soul. Now, why did he say it two times? Bless the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. He said it two times. You know why? Your mind will always give you double trouble. Well, maybe that's not why he said it, but it will. And it's interesting, though, because whenever something is repeated twice within the word, it's talking about a confirmation. It's talking about God accelerating something. And David was saying, bless the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. And he began to unfold this revelation through the scriptures that as we begin to connect with divine glory, there are benefits that begin to flow in that realm that we cannot find in any other place. Being connected to the divine glory of God through the grace of that Jesus Christ provides, in that realm, we are connected with blessings that we do not deserve in our own ability or because of our own performance, because of what we've done. Suddenly we get hooked up with heaven and heaven's glory begins to shine over our life and begins to flow through our life. And suddenly we begin to get hooked up with the good things of heaven. Hallelujah. And David said one of these benefits is that he forgives all your sins. The second benefit, he heals all your diseases. How many think this is wonderful? God forgives all your sins, and he heals some of your diseases? All. All is inclusive of everything, exclusive of nothing. There is not one disease, there's not one infirmity, there's not one sickness that Jesus Christ has not already taken care of on the cross of Calvary, because you know, like I know, that the only way we can receive salvation is through the blood of Jesus Christ, through the price that was paid on the cross of Calvary. The only way we can come into divine healing is because Isaiah prophesied, said, by his stripes, the stripes that Jesus Christ bore, by his stripes, I am healed. We are healed. You know that, right? The only way that salvation comes, the only way that God forgives our sins, is through the person and the presence of Jesus Christ. You understand that, right? Now, that's very basic Christianity, that there's only one way to heaven. There's only one way to the Father, and that's through Jesus. But then the question remains, how did David sing this psalm or say this thing if it was still 1,000 years before, almost 1,000 years, around 1,000 years, before Jesus actually went to the cross? How did David say this thing? There is a realm that opens up when we begin to vibrate with the heavens. There is a realm that begins to open up when we begin to get on the frequency. When we begin to step into those rhythms, the movement of glory, when we begin to synchronize with the Spirit, there are some realms that begin to open up that cannot open up in the natural. Do you understand this? And you begin to cross over into something that's bigger than yourself. And you begin to step over into something that goes beyond your natural intellect and understanding. You begin to step into the rhythms of God's glory. And in that place, God is able to take you wherever it is that he desires. I believe that David literally stepped into a realm, and then he begins singing about these benefits. I want to tell you this, praise will take you places. I can't tell you how many times I have been in the midst of praise, and I'm not talking about doing it as a performance, trying to please God because of how good my singing is or how great I can play the piano. I'm talking about connecting with him in that atmosphere. Saying, God, here I am. There's a heart connection, divine communication back and forth. The first time I experienced this thing that I'm going to talk about, the first time I experienced it, I was about 20 years old. I was living in San Diego, California at the time. We were doing a Thursday night prayer meeting, and I was leading praise and worship at the very end of the message. I'd just gone up to play a little bit while the pastor was doing some altar ministry and praying with people, and there were still people that were sitting in their seats, and I was playing the keyboard, and I was in that place of worship. All of a sudden, there was like this sensing that I had, that I was being like, I felt, this is the way that I felt. I literally felt like I was about to fly away. Like I was being lifted in my spirit. Have you ever felt that in worship? Where you get so engaged with God, like you're not paying attention to what's happening in the room or anybody else. It's all about you and Jesus. It's you and him in that moment. And all of a sudden in that place, you just feel like your spirit is just being lifted, and you could just soar, you could just go. You almost feel like your body's becoming so light, you could almost just lift off the floor and just begin to float away like you're filled with helium. I mean, really. And I begin to have this sensing, and all of a sudden at once, my spirit lifted and rose, and I saw myself standing at the keyboard still worshiping the Lord, but now I was above myself. I was literally up above myself looking down at me on the keyboard. And I looked out, and I could see the congregation. I could see the people that were still sitting in their seats and those that had come to the altar area for ministry. But I did not see them the way that I had seen them before. In this place of being lifted in the Spirit, suddenly I could see needs that I didn't even know about. I could see areas where there needed to be healing. I could see situations that people were going through where God wanted to bring deliverance. I could see all these different things that people were dealing with. I could literally see it on them because I didn't see them the way that I normally saw them. And when God took me into that encounter, he brought me back to my body, and suddenly I had an understanding that there was places that God wants to take us to show us things that we cannot know in the natural. There's realms of glory where we begin to touch that which is unattainable in the earthly, where we begin to know things that we couldn't know, where we begin to see things that we could never normally see. And through that encounter, God literally led me into an intercessory experience where I began to minister to those different ones. And I saw them through different lenses. I saw them literally through the eyes of Christ. When I was in that spiritual encounter, I didn't see the sin with eyes of judgment, but I saw how much God loved them and how much God wanted to minister to them and how much he wanted them to be set free and how much he just cared for people and wanted his healing virtue to just flow through. I saw through eyes of the Spirit. David was in this encounter where he's commanding his body, he's commanding his mind, he's commanding himself to praise the Lord, to reverberate, to vibrate, to synchronize with the things of heaven. And in that, the first declaration is he says, he forgives all your sins. How could he say that? If Jesus had not yet gone to the cross, the thing is this. In time, on the earthly timeline, Jesus had not yet been there. But you have to remember that Jesus Christ is the Lamb that was slain before the very foundations of the world. He's the one who was, who is, and who is to come all in the very same moment. He's your past, your present, and your future right now. Oh. When you get this revelation of eternity, something begins to change. You understand, in the spirit, God can take you to places of the past. God can take you to places of the future. God can take you to realms that in the natural you can never touch. God can take you well beyond your years. God can take you beyond your natural wisdom and understanding and knowledge. God can take you into a place of having heavenly revelation in order to download it to your spirit that you might stand on the earth and begin to declare it over South Africa or declare it over your community or speak it over the places that God sends you. Why? Because God is always looking for a voice. He's always looking for a sound. God will do nothing unless he first reveals it through his servants, the prophets. God is looking for people that will be willing to speak, people that will be willing to praise, people that will be willing to declare, people that will be willing to say things that have never been said, in order to see things that have never been seen. Oh. How many are ready to go with God? Hallelujah. God, I'm ready to go with you. God, wherever you want to take me, God, whatever you want to do with me, Lord, wherever you want to lead me, I want to be led by your Spirit. Hallelujah. David was caught up into an encounter where he literally began to see through the eyes of Christ. Oh, this is crazy. It's crazy. Brother Joshua, how can you say such a thing? Because it's in the Word. It's in the Word. When you get it in the Word, you can have it. Hallelujah. When God begins to reveal it in his Word and it begins to jump in your spirit and leap in your spirit, you can move into it. Look at this, Psalm 22. Turn there with me real quick. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to show you something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 22. Let's look in verse 6. You can look at the whole thing later on. You can study it all out. It's what they call a messianic psalm. It's been a mystery to so many. But Psalm 22, verse 6, David says, I'm a worm and not a man, scorned by men and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. In verse 14, he says, I am poured out like water. All of my bones are out of joint. This is David speaking. He says, my heart has turned to wax. It has melted away within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. In verse 16, the second half, he says, a band of evil men has encircled me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. Now, did David experience a crucifixion in his lifetime in the natural? No. What is he talking about? He goes on, he says, in verse 18, they divide my garments among them and cast lots for my clothing. Can you see what David is saying? He's speaking first person. as though he's there, as though it's happening to him. He's literally in that encounter of Jesus Christ hanging on the cross of Calvary, seeing through the eyes of Christ. Not only did David see the crucifixion of the Christ, but he saw the resurrection of the Christ also. In Acts chapter 2, turn there with me. In Acts chapter 2, it speaks about it in verse 31. David, looking into the future, seeing what was ahead, he spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was not abandoned to the grave, nor did his body see decay. God has raised this Jesus to life, and we are all witnesses of the fact, exalted to the right hand of God. He has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit and has poured out what you now see and hear. Now it says David did not ascend to heaven. He wasn't having a heavenly encounter. He was having a spiritual encounter. Do you understand the difference? God, there are encounters that God wants to release for you here in the earth. Spiritual encounters where you'll see things in the earth. You won't be in heaven seeing it. You'll be in the earth seeing things the way that God wants you to see them. David had this spiritual encounter, and he said, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." David had a revelation of the crucifixion of Christ and of the resurrection of Christ, and he came back and he sang his psalm. He forgives all your sins. Hallelujah. Huh. 1,000 years before anybody could have really sang that song. I mean, 1,000 years before anybody could have really had that revelation. 1,000 years before. It was out of time. Has anybody ever told you maybe what's happening to you is out of time? It just seems like it's out of time. God wants to move us into realms of eternity, where we bring the blessings of the future into today, where we bring the healings of tomorrow into today, where we begin to move miracle favor from the things that would take maybe 10 or 20 years to achieve in the natural, reaching into the spirit and pulling it from the future into now. Oh. When you get hooked up with heaven, when you begin to vibrate with the heavens, when you get into the synchronization of the Spirit, where you begin to reverberate with the things of God, things begin to happen that could never happen in the natural. Hallelujah. Okay, go back to Psalm 103. Thank you, Lord. There's so much here. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship your holy. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. David says, forget not all of his benefits. He forgives your sins. He heals all of your diseases. Then in verse 4 of Psalm 103, he says, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Now he's talking about divine deliverance and the favor of God coming upon your life. He says, he satisfies your desires with good things. Somebody say, God gives me good things. Somebody say, there's good things coming from heaven into my life. He satisfies my desire. Sometimes, you see, if I'm walking in the flesh, sometimes my desires are not exactly right. They're not I desire things that would hurt me. I desire things that would harm me. I desire things that would be contrary to the blessing that God wants to bring in my life. But when I'm walking in the Spirit, when I'm on the frequency of God, when I'm in that place of reverberating with the things of heaven, He satisfies my desires with good things, because suddenly my desires are the things that please God. Suddenly my desires are the things of heaven. Suddenly my desires are the things that are good. Hallelujah. And God brings good things to me. And then the Bible says this, that He renews your youth like the eagles. Oh. Something begins to happen when you get on this frequency of heaven, where things begin to change. Things begin to change. And things that have seemed old, and things that have seemed frail, and things that you thought were dying, and areas of your life where you thought you were becoming feeble, and places in your mind where you felt like you were becoming forgetful and losing your memory. Suddenly, there's a realm that opens up in the vibration of the Spirit, where suddenly you become more alert, and suddenly you become more aware, and you begin to rise up, not with your natural strength, but with the strength of God that begins to strengthen your bones and begins to strengthen your spirit and begins to strengthen and empower you to do everything that He's called and purposed for you to do. It's Psalm 92. Turn there with me. Hallelujah. I told you we were going to go for a walk through the Word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, Psalm 92. It says, it is a good thing to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning, your faithfulness at night. Why? Because it's not about a performance. This is not about what I can do to make God happy because I'm doing it. Oh God, don't you take notice? My voice sounds so good. It's not about that. It's not about performance. We have to get out of that performance mentality in church and recognize that God has given us these realms of praise and worship to connect with Him in spirit and truth in order for us to enter into blessings that He's already prepared for us, things that He desires to release into our life. He's saying, this is the door. Just walk through it. Just walk through. Just come on in. There's an invitation of the Spirit, the same invitation that John the Revelator received in Revelation chapter 4, where he saw a door that was standing open in the heavens, and he heard a voice that sounded like a trumpet calling him, saying, come up here, and I will show you what? Things to come. What? John the Revelator was invited into his future. You're being invited into a place of seeing things to come, into a prophetic promises, into a place of knowing the unknowable. Oh. God's inviting you through this doorway of opportunity, this gateway of blessing. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. Verse 4 of Psalm 92. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord. How profound your thoughts. Verse 8. But you, O Lord, are exalted forever. Huh. His thoughts are really profound. Let me just say that. And the Israelites, let me stop here for a minute. The Israelites, they walked around grumbling and complaining. And you've read the encounters within the Old Testament. But they walked around saying things like this. Oh God, your thoughts are higher than my thoughts. Your ways are higher than my ways. And they were actually grumbling when they were saying that. Basically saying it like this. God, we'll never get it right. You think things we can't think. You do things we can never do. And sometimes in the church, we've had a habit of repeating the same thing, and we've used it as an excuse, as a way out. Well, the reason why I'm not, you know, walking in blessing is because His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. His ways are higher than my way. We've used it to give an excuse for living in a lesser realm. When that's not, you know, we have to understand that why the Israelites were saying that. We're not in the same situation the Israelites were in. You understand, we're in a better covenant. We're on the other side of the cross. Hallelujah. We're in a place where Jesus began to teach us, actually, He only did what he saw the Father doing. He only said what he heard the Father speaking. And so instead of saying, God, your thoughts are higher than my thoughts, your ways are higher than my ways, we can actually say it like this, just like Jesus. God, I want your thoughts to be my thoughts, so that your ways can be my ways. I want to think the things you're thinking, so that I can walk into the things you're walking. Hallelujah. Oh God, you've called me to live a life of blessing. I want your thoughts about blessing. God, you've called me to live in favor. I want your thoughts about favor. God, you've called me to live a healed, healthy, whole life. I want your thoughts about that. You've called me to be prosperous in spirit, soul, and body. I want your thoughts about that. When you begin to connect with the thoughts of God, suddenly you begin to connect with the ways of God. Oh, you begin to guide you, lead you, direct you. Hallelujah. Oh, you, O Lord, are exalted forever. Verse 10, you have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured upon me. Lift up your hands right now in the realm. And just invite the oil of the Holy Spirit, the oil that comes with the frequencies of healing, the frequencies of joy, the frequencies of peace, the frequencies of blessing, the oil that flows with the frequency of favor, the oil that comes with the frequency of divine restoration. Hallelujah. Oh, let those oils, Lord, let your fine oils, your fragrant oils, your beautiful oils, Lord, your sweet perfume, let the very fragrance of Christ overflow in my life, every area. Let your oils be released upon me right now, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I thank you for releasing your fine oils right now, in Jesus' mighty name. There's healing oil that's being released in this atmosphere tonight. Some of you need massive healing in your body. Some of you, it's one area or two areas. And there's others of you when you would say, I actually need a Holy Spirit overhaul because I have so many things wrong. I don't even know all the things that are wrong. God knows. And right now there's healing oil that's being released from the realm for you. Just receive it right now. Just receive it. Just receive it. Just receive it. Just take it. Just receive what God is releasing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's several that are actually receiving healing oil right now, and it's flowing on your neck. And I see God actually breaking off bondages, chains of bondage, things that have tried to hinder you, things that have literally, because some of you in the natural, you've had limited mobility in your neck. There's been a problem in the mobility of your neck. But in the realm of the spirit, the enemy is trying to put this thing on you and even bring limited mobility in the spirit. It's a natural manifestation of even a spiritual thing that the enemy has tried to do. But tonight, the power of God is flowing in this place. The Bible says that the anointing destroys the yokes of bondage. And right now, there's a power that's flowing from heaven to destroy every single yoke of bondage, every single pain that's been on your neck, even in the natural, the limited mobility, all of that's coming off right now, and you're receiving divine supernatural touch of God in your neck. Right now, I want you to move your neck. If you've been having trouble with your neck, I want you to move it right now, and you're going to find that the healing power of God is flowing, and there's miracles that are flowing right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. If you've been having trouble with your neck, just begin to move it right now. Just begin to move it. How many are receiving a miracle right now? Yeah, you just got it? Hallelujah. 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 How many else just received a miracle? Just wave your hand at me if you just got it. Hallelujah. Yeah. You just got it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Just take it. Just take it. Just take it. Now, God is blessing people right now in the area of that bondage that's been on their neck coming off and being released. How many other pains do you have that God wants to release you of right now? Yeah. There's some people you've been experiencing pain for a long time in your body. I see there's several people that have been dealing with headaches and migraines. Sometimes you felt it almost like a band around your head that's tight and gripping, just this thing that's been gripping your mind and gripping. That thing's coming off right now in the realm of the spirit right now. There's a release that's coming. All migraines go, all headaches go right now in Jesus' mighty name. Being set free, whom the Son sets free is free. Indeed, there's other people tonight. I hear the Lord saying that there's lumps, there's tumors there's growths that are being dissolved right now. Right now in the midst of his glory. We were in East London a few days ago, about a week ago. And the Lord gave me a word about growths and about tumors. The next morning, a woman came up to me. She said that she had had these lumps around her waist area. And in the morning when she woke up, all of those lumps were completely gone. There was another woman who has had a growth the size of a baseball that was in her breast. She woke up in the morning and that growth was completely gone according to the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, if God could, this was last week. This was just a few days ago in East London. If God could do it there, how many believe that God's going to do it for you? Yeah. Okay? I want you to reach into the realm right now. Just receive that miracle working glory right now. Just take it from the realm and receive. There's several people you're getting a miracle in the area of digestive problems. The digestive system where you've been having problems in your digestive system. There's miracles that are flowing right now for you in Jesus' mighty name. They're coming right now. There's somebody else you've been having problems with your throat. I don't know if whether it's you lost your voice or there's been problems with your vocal cords or something like that. But there's a miracle that's coming for you right now in that area. Who is that that's getting that right now? You, honey? Okay. You just take it right now. Thank you, Lord. Just receive it from the realm of glory. Just take it from the realm of glory. Thank you, Lord. There's somebody else. You've been having problems with your right foot. I don't know whether you sprained your right foot, whether you stepped on it wrong, or whether it's been a long-standing problem, but there's a miracle that's coming right now in that area. Just receive it from the realm of glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The realm's just opening up right now, and there's miracles that are flowing, and all you have to do is just receive from the realm and allow that glory just to flow in and overtake you. Now, there's some people here tonight that I'm not specifically speaking or calling out by word of knowledge, the thing that you're dealing with. Now, God's given me some things, but the Bible says we see in part, we prophesy in part. But what we have to understand is that when the realm is open, we can participate with that realm. And if others are getting healing miracles, whatever you need a healing for right now, just begin to receive it from the realm. Say, God, if this realm's open for others, I know it's open for me. Lord, if you're healing digestive systems, Lord, if you're healing voice boxes, Lord, if you're healing feet, and if you're dealing with ankles, if you're touching the area of tumors and lumps and growths and causing them to disappear, Lord, whatever I'm dealing with, I know that you can put your hand on it right now in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. There's some dental miracles that are being released in this place. Thank you, Lord. Been experiencing some pain in your mouth, in your teeth. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you for your realm of glory that's bringing forth blessing, that's releasing favor, that's causing miracles to flow like a river right now in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I'm not putting my hand on you because there's a cloud of glory in this place where God himself is putting his hand on you. When God touches your life with his hand, who else's hand do you really need? Hallelujah. Come on. There's moments of glory where the glory comes to such a degree where all you have to do is simply participate, receive, just walk into it, just come into agreement with it, and that thing just begins to materialize. The miracle begins to materialize, begins to manifest in your life. Lord, I thank you for doing it in Jesus' name. Right now, I want everybody just to lift up your hands into the cloud. I really feel like there's actually a cloud of glory in this place. And I'm just lifting my hands right now to sense it. Some of you need to literally just reach into the realm just to feel the cloud. I'm talking about like, I know you think I'm talking about just a spiritual thing. It is a spiritual thing, but there's something spiritual that's crossing over from the supernatural into the natural realm. It's miracles coming from heaven to earth. It's blessings moving from one dimension into another dimension. And there's actually times in the spirit when the cloud begins to come. Right there. There it is, right there. I can literally feel the cloud right now in my hand. I can literally feel the cloud. Yeah. There's a coolness to the cloud. There's a weightiness to the cloud. You can literally begin to feel the blessing of God coming upon you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just begin to touch the cloud. Just begin to touch that realm. Just begin to touch the blessing. Just begin to move into it. Just to feel it right now. Just begin to sense that cloud. I can feel it right about here. Every time I lift up my hands to right about here, I can feel this canopy of blessing. Just this cloud of favor. You might have to stand up to feel it, but whatever you got to do, just enter into that realm. Some of you might feel it upon you. Some of you might. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just begin to participate with what God's doing. Just lift your hands into that cloud and receive the miracles that are coming right now in that realm. I've discovered this. Philippians 4:19 says that my God shall supply for all of my needs, not according to my ability of the natural, not according to what I have, my substance in the earth, but according to his riches in heavenly glory through Christ Jesus. And tonight, God wants to provide for you through that realm of the manifestation of heaven's glory, according to his riches, his bounty, his abundance, the treasures that are discovered, the riches that are found in that realm of heavenly blessing. So just receive it right now. Just receive it. Some of you need blessings for your home. Some of you need blessings for your marriage. Some of you need some blessings for your children, blessing for your loved ones, those that are close to you. Some of you need some blessings for your finances, even in your natural wealth. You've been experiencing problems and obstacles, and maybe it feels like there's been enemy attack after enemy attack. Just receive the blessings of God right now. Just receive it. Just receive it. Just take it. Just take it. Can anybody else feel that cloud in this place tonight? Is there anybody? Hallelujah. Just reach in and just receive it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was in South Korea in the month of May, and I was in a situation where I didn't have food that I could eat, and I was hungry. And God began speaking to me about this cloud of glory, and I began realizing if he supplies for all of my need, whatever my need might be, according to his riches and glory, then I can literally reach up into this glory realm, receive a little bit of supernatural sustenance, food from heaven. I can eat it, and he can supply for my need. Now, I know that sounds really, really crazy to a lot of people. But I literally, in my hotel, I began eating the cloud. I know, I just opened up a whole can of glory just now. But I was in a situation of need. Do you understand? I was in a situation of need where I was hungry and I needed something to eat. And God began to feed me from heaven. God began to feed me from the cloud. And I literally began to take the cloud just like this. And I began to, by faith, just eat it. And just let it settle on the inside. Then I began to reach up again. I could feel the cloud. Just take another bit. Just eat it and settle on the inside. And I began to think, you know, in heaven, there's no lack. In heaven, God has everything that we would ever need. And then I began to think, you know, God loves to give us, satisfies with good things. And I was thinking, what food would I absolutely love to eat if it was completely 100% calorie free? If there was no fat in that food at all? Because anything that comes from heaven is perfect, right? And I began to think, you know, God, what I would really like is a nice pink cupcake. So I begin to reach up into that cloud, and I begin to pull down cupcakes from heaven. Lord, I thank you. Heavenly cupcakes. I begin to eat them. You know what happened? I begin to literally taste in my mouth the manifestation of something sweet in my mouth. Is this too much for you right now? Did I just? Okay. So. Oh, Lord. I literally sat in my hotel. I had the most wonderful meal I've ever had. It was just cupcakes. And they were completely fat-free, calorie-free, perfect in every way, beneficial for my health, my well-being. And he satisfies your desires with good things. Hallelujah. How many know you're receiving something from heaven right now? Yeah, something good. Something good from heaven. Something good from heaven. Verse 12 says that the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. In Psalm 92, They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. Now, I want to stop there for a moment. Because what we have to understand is that the atmosphere of glory, the vibration of heaven, is different than the frequency or the vibration or the atmosphere of earth. In the earth, earth has dictated that we'll be limited in this area or that area. Earth has dictated limitation in what we can do, maybe who we can become, who we could meet, the divine appointments we could receive. I'm talking about in the earth, in the natural. There's so many limits. There's limits of class and education and finance. I'm getting gold all over my hands right now. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, reaching in the clouds, you'll get a little bit of gold on your hands. Hallelujah. Pastor Steve, can you see that? Hallelujah. How many begin to get some gold on your hands? Look at this, James. Do you see that? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I have like probably maybe 10, maybe 15 sparkles on my hand. I can see them. Can you see that? Yeah. Look at your hands right now. Some of you are getting some gold dust on your hands. Because when it comes in the atmosphere. There's an impartation that comes in the atmosphere. How many are getting some gold dust on your hands? You're getting a little bit, yeah. Honey, you're getting a miracle in your voice and you're getting gold dust on your hands. That is a good sign. That's like double. You're getting some on your face too. I can see. Hallelujah. That is wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many are getting gold dust on your hands? Just wave at me real quick if you're getting a little bit of sparkling. Okay, there's a whole bunch over here. What's going on over here? You need to reach in a little bit more. Just take a little bit more glory. Yeah, just pull it down. Just take all that you can get. Hallelujah. In the natural, there's limitations. Let me just say that. God never does anything by accident. There's a reason why God is releasing this sign for you. It's a sign that there's heavenly blessing that's coming into your life. That's what the sign is. And you might say, well, Brother Joshua, it's just coming on you. Well, you know what? I'm preaching, and so I think God's put it on me so that you can see it. But really, it's not about me. It's not about me being more anointed than anybody else or being more holy than anybody else. This is a sign that's coming literally for the body of Christ to see that God is releasing divine blessing, that there is glory that's flowing from heaven to earth. Yeah, it's a confirmation right now of the things that have been spoken. The Bible says that God confirms his word with signs. Carrie, do you want to see this right now? Look at that. There's so much glory. It's like sparkly, sparkly glory, shiny gold glory. Hallelujah. Can you see that? I don't wear makeup. I don't put glitter makeup on myself. I don't carry Christmas decorations with me, although I'm, you know, I might start doing that in a few months because the Christmas CD and all that kind of stuff. But so far, I haven't really done that. Carried Christmas decorations in ministry. Actually, we're going home to make some Christmas decorations as soon as we get home because we did a, okay, I could just talk all night. We did a fundraiser thing for the CD, and part of it was that people could participate with the CD, and I would actually make them a Christmas decoration. So I'm going home to make Christmas decorations. Thank you, God. He's providing the sparkle for the Christmas decorations. Wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't you believe God has sent so much gold dust that those Christmas decorations? Wouldn't that be awesome if you hung like sparkly Christmas decorations all over your tree that was just gold from heaven? That would be awesome. Thank you, Lord. My vision has been lifted a little bit higher. It's all over my jacket. Awesome. Wonderful. I can't see it. Oh, I see it right here. Yes. Praise God. Sometimes I get it. Oh, there it's on my pants. I see it a little bit on my pants. Hallelujah. Lord, I'll take it anywhere I can get it. Lord, all of it. In the natural, the earth has tried to dictate your blessing, tried to dictate who you would become, tried to dictate your position. But there's no limitations in the glory. And that's why God is calling us to rise up into this frequency of heaven, this divine vibration of glory, where he begins to do what only he can do. You see, I was born and raised in Canada. I shared that this morning with you if you were here about my love for the snow. Actually, I don't love snow at all. I don't like it. and it's so cold. And I had these dreams when I was a child about moving to Florida or California because I knew that they had warm weather. And one of the signs I knew that a sign of warm weather was palm trees. And all my life, I have absolutely loved palm trees because I didn't see a palm tree when I was a child. I had no access to a palm tree. We don't have those in Canada where I was born and raised. And so I always wanted to see a palm tree because I knew if I saw a palm tree, then I was going to be in a place that was warm weather. Now, you have a lot of palm trees outside here. You are so blessed in Durban. I mean, I walk out of the hotel, there's palm trees. I walk down by the beach, there's palm trees. I just love it. I'm in my glory, really. And but the thing is, I was very young, and I went to my grandmother's house. She lived about 2 hours away from where I lived in Canada, very cold, lots of snow. And she said to me, she said, Joshua, I want to take you to see a palm tree. Now, you have to understand, palm trees cannot exist in Canada. You understand that? Cannot survive. The weather's too harsh. The ice would kill them. The cold would destroy them. And so palm trees cannot exist in Canada. But my grandmother said, I want to take you to show you a palm tree. And I thought, yay, we're going someplace warm. Right? Florida, California, maybe I'm going to Disney World or Disneyland or something fun like that. And my grandmother, I said, Grandma, where are we going to see a palm tree? And she said, it's just down the road. This is impossible. Palm trees cannot grow in Canada. But we drove down the road about 20 minutes and we got to this place. It's called Colasani's. I'd never been there before. It was a greenhouse. And my grandmother took me into the greenhouse, and as soon as we walked in the door, the whole atmosphere shifted. It was cold. It was freezing outside. But as soon as we walked into that greenhouse, the atmosphere shifted. It was hot. It was humid. I loved it. And in front of my face, I saw the most beautiful palm tree in the middle of this greenhouse growing with ease. There was nothing there that was going to harm that palm tree. It was growing so beautiful. And suddenly, I began to realize, you know, I've been told my whole life that palm trees cannot grow in Canada. That's not the truth. What depends is the atmosphere. And people might tell you in your life, you can never be successful. In your life, you can never be healed. In your life, you can never walk in blessing. In your life, you'll never be able to rise up into wisdom. You're so stupid, you don't have the education. There's a whole lot of things that life or the earth or the natural can predict. But we don't move by natural predictions when we're in the glory. Because in the glory, we have a prophetic promise of his divine presence. Hallelujah. And Psalm 92 declares, the righteous will flourish. Are you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus? It says, you will flourish. Someone say, I'm about to flourish like I've never flourished before. Like a palm tree. You know I love this scripture. This is like one of my favorite scriptures right here, this palm tree. Like a palm tree, they will grow. Somebody say, I'm growing in God. Like a cedar of Lebanon planted where? In the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our God. It's talking about being planted in a different atmosphere. It's talking about being planted in a different realm. It's talking about being on a different wavelength, a different vibration, having a different frequency around us, in us, surrounding us completely. Planted in the house of God. Planted in the glory. I'm going to flourish. I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to succeed. I'm going to walk in divine health and healing. I'm going to be prosperous in spirit, soul, and body. Because it doesn't matter. People might say, in South Africa, you can't be this. Listen, in South Africa, you can be anything God wants you to be when you're in the right atmosphere of God's glory. In Canada, I can be anything that God has called me to be if I'm in the atmosphere of his glory. David called himself, his soul, his body, into vibration, into resonating with this atmosphere of divine blessing. God has an atmosphere of blessing for you. You can live in it. You can walk in it. You can talk in it. You can receive from it. And you can release it everywhere you go. Hallelujah. They will still bear fruit in old age. Huh. The glory is the ageless realm. It's the atmosphere that's ageless. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming the Lord is upright, he's my rock, and there is nothing but goodness in him. How many believe that tonight? I want to give you an opportunity tonight to sow into this glory, to sow into this word, the prophetic word. Many times in my life, I've heard a prophetic word come forth, and I recognized that it was a moment of opportunity to sow, to participate, to connect with what God was doing in that moment. Sometimes we say, well, I'll give my offering tomorrow morning. Well, that's fine, but listen, in the moment, right now, there's something that God's releasing. There's something that he's speaking. There's an atmosphere that's being manifested. And I found that in those times, if we respond to the realm by faith, that there's a blessing that we begin to partner with. You can't buy things in the Spirit, but you can partner with things in the Spirit. The Bible talks about the flow of sowing and reaping, about seed time and harvest time. And surely God has given us seed to sow so that we can sow in the right moment, in the right season, in the right atmosphere. If you sow into the right atmosphere, you will reap the right rewards. You understand that? The Bible talks a lot about seed and soil, and I'm not going to go into that tonight. It's not what the message is about. But I feel like if I didn't give you an opportunity to sow, I would be cutting you short of a blessing that you can participate with. And so tonight I want to give you an opportunity to sow in the glory. I want you to ask God what he'd have you to give, or just consider, you know, in regards to your seed. The Bible says, let each man decide in his own heart what he decides, what he desires, what he wants to sow. The wonderful thing about seed is the more seed you sow, the more harvest you reap. This is just a natural, you understand, it's a natural principle. I sow a little seed, I get a little harvest. I sow a lot of seed, I get a lot of harvest. That's just the way it works. But let each man decide. Don't give grudgingly. Don't give under compulsion. Don't give because someone's twisting your arm. Just give because God is good. He's given you something to bring to him as a worship, as an offering. And that's what's so wonderful. Amen. There's been a whole lot of things that have been really, I don't know whether you can feel it or sense, discern what God's been releasing in the atmosphere, but there's been so much. It's been so rich and so full. And I just feel like God's taking us from glory to glory. In this conference, we've just been moving, and Janet, Angie, and I will be ministering tomorrow morning in the church service here, and then tomorrow night, I really felt led of the Lord to actually do an impartation where we're personally going to lay hands on every single person that's here. If there's 500 people here, we'll lay hands on 500. If there's 2,000 people that show up, it will be a miracle for everybody to get in the building, but we'll make sure we lay hands on 2,000 people. However many people come, if there's 10 people that come, we'll pray and prophesy over you like crazy because there's only 10. Hallelujah. But I feel like tomorrow night's going to be a night of impartation, just kind of sealing the whole weekend, everything that God's been releasing. So I encourage you to come back tomorrow. If you've got to go to your own church tomorrow morning, go to your own church. But then tomorrow night, come and be a part of what God's doing here in this place. Starts at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Okay. And what time is tomorrow morning? Really? 9 o'clock? I can't believe this. South Africans, the whole time we've been here, morning meetings start at 9. In America, it's like 10:30 or 11 for a Sunday morning meeting. You know, I like that. That's a glory anointing right there, 10:30 or 11 o'clock in the morning meeting. But tomorrow, the glory will be here at 9 o'clock in the morning. Praise God. Okay. Are you ready to sow into the glory? Yeah. Are you ready to bring something to God, something that's meaningful, something that means something to you, and sow it into the glory? I want the ushers to come again tonight. And we'll do just like last night. I'll have you come and stand here all along the front and stretch out your hand just like, oh, are you new? You didn't do this last night, did you? No, okay. I'll teach you how to do this. Okay. I thought it was going to be the same ushers. Okay. Were you here last night, though? Okay, so you know what to do. Your right hand. Okay. And you're going to smack hands with those that come in faith and in agreement. Praise God. Is there supposed to be another bag? That's it. Okay. Okay. Praise God. I like this. We got a few extra people with a few extra hands to slap. Okay. This is nice. And so just lift up your seat to God. Just lift up your offering to God. Father, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, we give to you what you have first given to us. We bring it to you as a sacrifice of praise. We bring it to you as an offering, a blessing, because you have blessed our lives. Lord, we thank you for every word that's been spoken in the atmosphere. We thank you for every prophetic unction, Lord. We thank you for every miracle, every sign, every move of the Spirit in this place tonight. Lord, we ask that you would just increase it in our life, increase our sensitivity to discern the moving of your Spirit. Lord, we want to vibrate with the heavens. We want your word to resonate on the inside of us. We don't want to just read your word or know about your word, but Lord, we want to literally step in and walk into this word and allow it to become alive in our life. Lord, we thank you for doing new things, unexpected things, bringing suddenlies, supernatural suddenlies. I feel them in the atmosphere, just the supernatural suddenlies of God, just the unexpected blessings, the surprise miracles, the things that just like sneak out from behind the corner that come from heaven, and it's just so wonderful and so filled with joy. Thank you, Lord. Some of you have actually been going through long seasons of just hardship and struggle, and even in the spirit, it feels like it's just been a struggle over and over, and it's been labor and it's been work. But the Bible says, let us labor therefore to enter into the rest. And I feel just the prophetic encouragement tonight that God is actually leading you into a place of ease like you've never known before. And it's right around the corner. You're about to walk into it, step into it. It's just going to be such a surprise suddenly from God. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for all the healings, all the breakthroughs, the deliverances. Lord, I thank you for what you do. Thank you for releasing it in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, why don't you come with your offering, your seed, and find a bag up here to sow into and slap hands with the usher in faith, believing that you're getting your miracle tonight. Hallelujah. Stepping in that miracle realm tonight. You're stepping into the vibrations of heaven tonight. The vibrations are stepping into you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, I worship your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never. Oh, my soul, worship holy. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship your holy name. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Come on, lift your voice. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. We're stepping into a new realm. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship his holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, my soul, worship his holy, his holy name. Never before, oh, my holy name. Now speak to your mind. Say, bless the Lord,
Oh, my mind. Oh, my mind. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before. My mind. Oh, my mind. Worship His holy name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before. Oh, my soul, worship His holy.
Come on, just begin to release sounds of glory. Come on, just begin to release your sound. Release the sound. Just release your sound. Release your sound. Release your sound. Release the sound. Release the sound. Release the sound. Release the sound. Oh, release the vibrations of glory. Oh, just begin to resonate with heaven. Oh, rise up and just divine supernatural frequencies. There's a rhythm of glory that's in the atmosphere. There's a river of glory that's flowing in here. There's a rhythm of glory in the atmosphere. There's a river of glory that's flowing right here. Oh, just step into the flow. Just step into the flow. Just step into the flow and let God carry you in the flow. Just step into the flow. Just step into the flow. Just step into the flow and let God carry you. Ooh. Yeah, 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 yeah. Whoa. There's a flow on the inside, moving on the outside. There's a flow on the inside, flowing to the outside. There's a flow on the inside, moving on the outside. And it's changing the atmosphere.
atmosphere. Hey, hey. Oh, there's a flow on the inside, moving on the outside. There's a flow on the inside, blowing to the outside. There's a flow on the inside, moving on the outside. And it's changing the atmosphere. There is healing on the inside that's bringing forth miracles. There is healing on the inside that is flowing to the outside. There is healing on the inside, and it's changing. Oh, it's changing the atmosphere. Oh. This flowing on the outside. Oh, this blessing on the inside. This flowing to the outside. Oh, this blessing on the inside. And it's changing. Oh, it's changing the atmosphere. On the inside, that's flowing to the outside. Oh, there's wisdom on the inside, that's flowing to the outside. Oh, there's wisdom on the inside, that's flowing to the outside. Oh, there's wisdom on the inside, and it's changing. It's changing the atmosphere. Whoa, 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 changing the atmosphere. It's changing the atmosphere. The vibrations of heaven change in the atmosphere. The vibration of glory is changing the atmosphere. Oh, it's changing the atmosphere. Thank you.
May God bless you. May God keep you. May God shine His face upon you. May God give you peace. And remember, in the right atmosphere, anything can grow. We're going to continue tomorrow morning. Those that of you are with us, we're going to continue. I tell you what, let's not wait to build it up tomorrow morning. Let's come in at 9 o'clock ready to jump straight in. What's on the inside of us can come straight out on the outside of us. And that there will be an atmosphere created here tomorrow morning. Not taking 30 minutes or 45 minutes. But when we arrive at 9 o'clock, say 9 o'clock. No, say 9 o'clock like you believe it. We're going to arrive at 9 o'clock and we're going to bring this atmosphere that's on the inside and we're going to bring it on the outside. Amen. Thanks, guys. Amen.